What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Pragma Love, how to get a woman to really fall in love with you. Now, I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amr, did you finally go down the PUA route like AMS and you're now trying to get us into relationships and how to simp for a woman? Absolutely not. Now, oh god, here we go again with the rednecks and their voom, voom, voom. Gentlemen, I don't know. Is it worse to live in a redneck area or in a black people area? Anyways, I think he's gone. So going back to the video, a special shout out to TFM. He did a video the other day, uploaded it to MGTOW.TV, one of his weekly live streams, and he was talking about pragma love. Now, pragma love is derived from the Greek, and it has to do with pragmatic love. As you guys know, somebody who's pragmatic is somebody who is practical. Now, what is pragma love, and why is it the only way for a woman to fall in love with you is through pragma love? Now, pragma, as we have established, means pragmatic, which really means it's practical. All right, here's what we all know about women. If you're a red pill man, especially if you're in the MGTOW community, you know that women don't love men. Women only love what men can do for them. This is how God created woman. Don't get upset at me. Don't get upset at TFM. Don't get upset at women themselves. You know, maybe get upset on God and with God on judgment day. But for now, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, we have to accept the fact that women out there don't love men. They only love what men can do for them. Furthermore, gentlemen, women don't see you as a human being. They see you as a dollar sign. Okay, when you walk down the street, they see dollar signs. They don't see a human being. At least with us men, when we look at a woman, we look at TNA. We look at tits and ass. You know, tits and ass are obviously part of her. But when a woman looks at us, she sees dollar signs. If she can't see dollar signs, or if she sees like one or two very, very little dollar signs, then she is not interested in you, okay? So women only love men for what we as men can do for them. Now, how do we tie in pragma love for having a woman to love you? First of all, she can only be loyal to you. Like the old red pill saying says, a woman can only be as loyal as her options. Let me repeat that. This is a red pill saying, you guys should know it by now. A woman can only be as loyal as her options, meaning that you have to be the best option she has. Look, let's say a woman without you is down here, okay? She's way down here. And then when she gets with you, she is way, way up here. Now, if she was to abandon you, she will go back down. So, effectively speaking, pragma love is when a woman realizes that you are the best she can ever do. In other words, she settled for you, but she's content, meaning that she is okay for settling with you. Hypergamy never sleeps. This is why here in America, women jump around from man to man to man, because they always have options. Let's say you go to DR. Let's say you go to Latin America. Let's say you go to Southeast Asia, right? Let's say you're a good-looking white dude. You have money. You know, let's say you have an online business. You make $3,000 a month. I know $3,000 a month doesn't seem a lot. In fact, here in America, $3,000 a month, that's like poverty level, I believe. But over in Asia, over in Latin America, $3,000 a month, that's probably a good 3-4 times what the people there make. So let's say you're a good looking white dude, you got your money, and you are in Southeast Asia, you are in Latin America, the woman over there will tend to stick with you because they know if they cheat, if they do anything like that, that you will leave them. And if you leave them, their lifestyle will go down the shit hole. Now, a lot of people like to say, especially AMS and other pickup artists, they like to say all women are like that. While that is very, very true, women are animals. An animal doesn't change the environment, okay? We as men, we can go out, build stuff from nothing, right? Women cannot do that. So a woman like an animal is only receptive to her surrounding, to her environment, okay? So when a woman is in Latin America, she's in Southeast Asia, say she's in the Philippines, right? They don't have divorce rape laws over there. They don't have much options. I mean, we all know that, you know, Asian men, they all look alike. So if you're a white dude, you know, you're a tall, good-looking white, the fact that you're a white dude in the Philippines, you are already a demigod, right? You got money, you're good looking, you are God in the Philippines. Ain't nobody's gonna compete with you when it comes to looks, when it comes to status, and when it comes to money. So of course, every woman over there would want to be with you. And the woman who's fortunate enough to get with you, she's not gonna abandon you. You know, a woman, a Filipino woman who gets with you, she's not gonna go out and cheat on you with like some other Filipino dude who drives a rickshaw or a cab, because it's like, no. It's just not in her best interest to cheat on you because she knows that her life will go down the drain and she doesn't want that. That's why she is with you. Now contrast that here to the West. Here in the West, at any time, a woman can say, 911, he beat me, you go to jail for the weekend, guess what? Let me tell you something. As a cab driver, I can tell you for an absolute fact, women call the police on their husbands on Friday night. You want to know why they call you? They call the police on you on Friday nights for a domestic violence? It's not because you get home drunk on Friday night. It's because the judge is not going to see you until Monday morning. So if you get thrown in jail Friday night, she has 48 hours to clean up your home, clean up your bank account, take the cars. In 48 hours, a woman can basically render a man homeless. Your home, your car, your money. In 48 hours, while you're stuck in jail waiting for a judge to see you Monday morning, this woman has taken everything that you have ever worked for, okay? That's the problem with modern Western civilization, is that women have an option. And even if a woman doesn't call the police on you, she can divorce rape you. A good example of this is Mackenzie, you know, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, or even Dr. Dre's ex-wife. They simply got bored in the marriage and they want to go out and they want to sleep with young Chad Rones. This is the thing about this woman. It's because, see, if a woman can do a lateral move, you are obsolete. This is what you guys have to understand. If a woman can move from you to another man like this, you are obsolete. The only time you as a man matter is if she's up here with you, without you, she's down here, okay? But if she's up here and she can only go like this, you do not matter. This is something that AMS will never ever teach you because it's bad for business. This is what PUAs hide from you people, is that they never ever tell you that if a woman can, she will. You take, again, Jeff Bezos' wife, or if you want to take Dr. Dre's wife as an example, Mackenzie Bezos, she has $35 billion. Why? Because she divorce raped her husband. She gets $35 billion. Now let me ask you this question. Is the life of Mackenzie going to to be degraded. No, it's not. Why? Because she got her husband's money. You also look at Dr. Dre's wife. She's probably gonna get, you know, $500 million from the divorce rape. Is her life gonna be degraded? No, it's not. Why? Because she can divorce rape her husband, which is exactly what she's gonna do. So now that a woman, her life is not gonna be degraded, she can go out and she can do whatever she wants because you no longer have a purpose for her. I guarantee you, Mackenzie and Dr. Dre's ex-wife, I guarantee you, you're gonna see them with a lot of boy toys very, very soon. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff Bezos' wife or Dr. Dre's wife were not already cheating on them, like Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. She was cheating on him with a much younger, cooler, hotter rapper. So, once women secure the bag, you guys need to understand, security is the most important thing to women. Security equals survival, okay? When a woman can secure survival, whether she can secure that survival through a divorce rape, whether she can secure that survival through child support or the welfare system, once a woman can secure survival, she can go out and play with her punani all she wants. She can set you up, she can play you, she can do really whatever she wants because she knows that her survivability and that her lifestyle is not going to be challenged. Now, if she is a welfare queen, obviously she's not going to be super duper rich. So what does she do? You know, and this is the thing that AMS should be telling you guys out there, but he doesn't tell you that because it's going to be bad for business. You know, a lot of you guys out there who listen to AMS, you are the perfect example of somebody who is going to get set up for a divorce rape. Let me repeat that, gentlemen. You guys out there who listen to AMS, you are a perfect example for somebody who's gonna get set up for a divorce rape, for a child support. I've said this before and I've said this again. Why is this light going off? I said this before and I've said it again. If you're not getting pussy thrown at you by the age of 18, you are an incel, you know? Going on the internet and seeing some big black guy telling you walk around town saying yo 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 homie yo, and all of a sudden you're gonna get woman flocking to you, doesn't make you attractive to woman. AMS tells you all the time, you know, all the PUAs tell you all the time, flash cash, flash cash. I mean, I made a video the other day about AMS, and the guy, you know, a woman went out to the AMS and she wrote about her experience. She said the only thing about this guy that's interesting is that he has a nice car, he has a nice crib, he lives in the good part of town. Other than that, he is a corny, unattractive person, okay? Guys, at the end of the day, it's gonna come down for 90% of you guys out there. It's gonna come down to money. Listen, there's nothing wrong with taking care of a woman. Look, not all of us are Jeremy Meeks. I'm not a Jeremy Meeks. I'm not a Shadron. I am not Brad Pitt, and you're not Brad Pitt either. So, you know, what happens if you're not Brad Pitt? What happens if you're not Shadron? Do you commit suicide? Do you just give up on life? Absolutely not, okay? This is where pragma love has to come in. This is where you guys have to be realistic, okay? Pretty straightforward, being pragmatic means you are realistic, okay? You guys out there who are listening to these PUA artists, you are like, well, you know what? I can go to the hottest girl at the bar and go out with her. Do you understand how many guys out there who are far, far richer than you, far, far better looking than you, that have already not just gone out with her, but were actually inside of her, and you really think that you stand a chance with her? And even if you were the best she has when it comes to that money, still, 911, he hit me, you go to jail for the weekend, and within 48 hours, your house is gone, your belongings are gone, your car is gone, your bank account is drained. So women in the West have options. They have Big Daddy government that's going to persecute you in her favor. That's the problem. This is why, guys, I tell you all the time, don't bring a woman to America. Now, you guys may or may not know, I was married to an Egyptian girl, and she wanted to come to America, but I didn't bring her to America because I realized if this girl came to America, she will divorce, rape me so hard. And even though I was only married to her for a couple of days, the girl tried to take over my parents' villa. She said I was a fuck boy. I took her virginity and then I, you know, hopped on a plane and came back to America. Fortunately, we had a really good lawyer who was like, listen, ho, every person in all of Egypt knows that you are a sharmuta, but your husband, not to mention when I went to the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C. to file for divorce, the guy who was working there, really, really cool guy, he's like, let me guess, she wanted your money, right? He's like, you are very, very lucky that you did not bring this woman into America, because it's actually more common than not. You get a young Middle Eastern dude like myself, he wants to get married, he wants to have children, he wants to do the good thing by God, he goes back to the old country, he marries some good Muslim girl, and then when she comes to America, she makes Shaniqua and Crystal look like angels. So I got very, very lucky in the case that the ex was over in Egypt. We got a really, really good lawyer, and the Egyptian embassy took my side in the divorce. You guys out there here in America, man, again, one phone call, 911, whether he hit me, he raped me, it's basically over for all of you guys. So if you guys want to listen, look, AMS has some good knowledge, but 90% of what AMS says applies only to low quality women. You know, AMS tells you that I let this woman lick my booty hole. Did your mother lick your father's booty hole? Did your sister lick her husband's booty hole? Would you let your own daughter lick some guy's booty hole off of the internet? Absolutely not. So 90% of what AMS says only works on the absolute lowest quality woman on the face of the planet. I know that for a fact because my wife was the lowest quality, the ex was the lowest quality woman on the face of the planet. So to wrap up this video, gentlemen, you can make relationships work. You just have to be in a country where woman simply does not have the option, that she does not have the option to monkey branch. She does not have the option to, you know, get Big Daddy government involved. And again, guys, it all comes down to her life with and without you. If her life is all the way down here, and with you, it's all the way up there, and if she was to cheat on you, if she was to walk away from you, her life would go down in the shit can all over again. She will stay with you. I repeat myself a lot because a lot of you guys don't get it. Here in America, one phone call, she can take everything that you have. So her lifestyle is going to stay exactly where it is. Do you think Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie, is going to suffer anytime soon? Hell no. She has $35 billion in her bank account. Dr. Dre's wife, she's gonna have, you know, probably $500 million in her bank account very, very soon. Their lifestyle is not gonna suffer. And again, women see men as dollar signs, okay? When you walk down the street, just imagine you're a dollar sign, right? That's what I have to tell you guys. When you are walking down the street, women are looking at you like a dollar sign. This is why all these PUAs, they tell you rent a Lamborghini, wear a Versace suit, Ray-Ban sunglasses, you know, get a couple of $100 fake bills and roll them up, because they know for a fact that women only see you as a dollar sign and nothing more than that. So the bottom line here, gentlemen, you can get a woman to fall in love with you. A, not here in America. Heck, not even in Egypt. Listen, any country out there where feminism has a grasp, it's over, okay? It's not over for you. It's over for their woman, okay? You guys have to understand. You know, AMS likes to make it seem as if it's over for you. Listen, rejection is God's protection. It's over for woman. Religion tells us that when the end time comes, which we are in, by the way, there's going to be, I don't care. There's going to be 50 women to one man. Let me repeat that. There's going to be 50 women to one man. That's not because men are going to be exterminated. That's not because men are going to go gay. That's because a lot of men are going to walk away from women. They're going to go down the $6 route. They might go down the prostitution route. They might go down the surrogacy route. And therefore, it's over for women. So let me be the official, the first person in the whole manosphere to say this. It's over for women. The rest of you men watching this thing, you have to be pragmatic. You have to be realistic. That's the only way you can make it work. Woman cannot have other options, and her life without you has to be total and utter shit. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and MGTOW.TV is open for business. If you want to advertise, check out our advertise section. Look at the bottom of MGTOW.TV. There's a link to advertise. It will give you all the information and the prices you want to know. It's $2 per 1,000 views on to advertise on people's video. If you want to sponsor the site, it's $100 a month. You have a sponsor section that the community is aware of. Plus, I will personally give a shout out to every sponsor we have. Every time I make a video, I'm gonna simply go down our sponsor list and I'm gonna give each sponsor their own dedicated shout out. And my videos on YouTube, they get about 300 to 400. I'm sorry, on MGTOW TV, they get about 300 to 400 views. On YouTube, they get 1,000 views. YouTube is not guaranteed because Susan might take down my channel. But whatever the case is, gentlemen, if you sponsor MGTOW.TV, I think it's going to be worth your $100. Anyway, guys, like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.